Okay, sir, would you please state your full name and agency number for the record?
Yes, Dexter Delbert Loy, 311-461.
Do you refer to 48 on board of executive clemency this morning in reference to your vision litigating?
Correct.
Again, I introduce the board member who that will be conducting your hearing. We have Honorable Louis Canales, we have Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman, Honorable Darrell Rittenhouse, and Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is David Neal, and I will be the hearing lead today. Also in the room, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and also represents the parole office today.
Okay.
So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes, I do.
Again, I form you to notify you right to appear and speak on your behalf or obtain a license attorney at your own expense. Did you have an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I have a representing myself.
Okay, I'm going to swear you to Mr. Turner in at this time. So you sign this form to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Your hearing will be conducted in two phases, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the term condition of your community supervision have been violated. And if they have been violated in phase two, we can determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, sir, I am going to read the two allegations that are on your warrant. And after each one, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. So allegation number one is violation of the condition of supervision. Number two is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report to the Tucson parole office for face-to-face contact visit on or about April 24, 2018, as directed on March 21, 2018. And it says you were actively avoiding supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
So much as it's false, in a way.
It's false? Okay. We want allegation two, and then we'll go back to that. Okay, so allegation two is a violation of the condition of supervision number seven is demonstrated by the failure to submit a urine specimen for blood testing on or about April 16, 2018. For the task individual testing compliance summary dated May 2nd, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That is true, I didn't report the task.
Pardon?
Yeah, that's true, I didn't report the task.
Okay, so now allegation number one, you said it was false. So what we're going to do is then Mr. Turner is going to go over the details of the allegation and then we'll discuss it.
Okay.
Mr. Turner.
Allegation number one. On 3/21/18, the offender reported to Tucson parole office for a scheduled office visit. Prior to departing, the offender was directed by Pio Aguilar to report on 4/24/2018 for his next scheduled report date. Offender failed to report on 4/24/18 as directed on 3/21/18 by P.O. Aguilar. Offender is actively avoiding supervision. Follow-up. On 4/25/18, P.O. Aguilar attempted to call the offender at last reported phone number of 520-332-8682. No answer. Left a message for the offender to contact P.O. Aguilar. Offender failed to contact P.O. Aguilar. On 4/26/2018, P.O. Aguilar delivered a notice of noncompliance letter to 15 West 31st Street, Tucson, Arizona, 85713, directing the offender to report on 4/27/18 by 9 a.m. to the Tucson parole office. The letter was handed to sponsor Diane Belliardo, who stated offender was not home but would ensure he received it. Offender failed to report on 4/27/2018. On 4/30/2018, P.O. Aguilar attempted to call offender at 520-332-8682. No answer. Left a message to contact P.O. Aguilar. Offender failed to contact P.O. Aguilar. On 5/2/18, P.O. Aguilar attempted to call the offender at 520-332-8682. Phone no longer was in service. P.O. Aguilar checked Pima County Jail, local hospitals, crisis response center, and was unable to locate the offender.
Thank you. So, Mr. Warren, what is false about that?
Okay, well, it was nothing was false. I did call him, right? My phone basically was stolen. And I was basically in a sort of arrest, but the rehab I was at, the Center Spirit decided to take me back in, but I didn't have the funding. So, with that being said, I went ahead to Maricopa County, Salt River, and they funded me. That's where I'm from. And at that time, I did leave a message to let them know that's what I was doing. I had to go through the LARC system in order to get this funding. It's like a 48 LARC week, whatever. And they had to replace me, so they were gonna fund me, they did fund me. So, in a way.
Sir?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. We're gonna move this into phase two, and you'll have ample time to explain that, okay?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
All right, so at this time, based on the information working under 2018W1382, the information from the Department of Corrections about allegation number one, and Mr. Loring's testimony on allegation number two, I'm going to find that Mr. Loring was delinquent as he violated term conditions of supervision and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in accrued wages or terminated.
Second.
Okay, I agree.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Mr. Finnell, Mr. Cooper, Dr. White, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, so we're gonna move into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Turner's gonna give some background information, so stay on the phone, and we'll be right back to you. Mr. Turner.
Mr. Loring was released from ADC custody on 1-18-2018 and arrested on 5-25-2018 by Scottsdale PD on new felony charges of possession of dangerous drug, drug paraphernalia, and misdemeanor charges of false reporting. He was returned back to ADC custody on 6-7-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 9-18-2018 with 31 absconded. Current conviction, 2014, dangerous drug violation, 1 year, 5 months. Prior convictions, 2014, dangerous drug violation, drug paraphernalia violation, 4 months. 2015, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. This is his third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-3. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. STG information, he is a documented member of the criminal street gang Westside Locodes out of Sacaton. No prior terms of supervision, disciplinary is minimal. Other arrest, 2000, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor, conviction, probation. 2002, aggravated DUI, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2006, theft, Arizona federal prison. 2007, manslaughter, Arizona federal prison. 2013, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2014, possession and sale of drug, dangerous drug, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2015, possession and sale of dangerous drug, Arizona county jail. 2016, dangerous drug violation, Arizona guilty, other sanctions. He has a GD score of G6, V6. Status of charges, per Maricopa County Attorney's Office, charges were not filed.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Loring, I'm going to go over the summary of your case supervision. It seems that you were approved to reside at Pasquayaki Center Spiritual Spirit Program, 742 South Camino. I'm guessing Camino of La Home in Tucson, Arizona.
Yep.
Then on March 5th, 2018, you were moved to, you moved to 7717 South Central Avenue in Tucson. And then on March 21st, you moved to 15 West 31st Street, Tucson. And then that's where that was the last approved residence for you. Did you stay at that location until you were arrested, sir?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's where I've been residing at.
Okay. Did you have any work for your route?
Yeah, matter of fact, I was working for a landscaping company over in North Tucson. And it was off and on. The work was really pretty much slow. So at the meantime, I was just doing, I break horses. So I was making extra money besides breaking horses, training horses and stuff.
Okay, now, so for programming, so you attended the Pasquayaki Center of Spirit Substance Abuse Program. And did you complete that program, sir, or were you actively participating when you were reincarcerated?
Yeah, see, that's the situation where the funding had run out, so they gave me a chance to go talk to the tribe to fund me, and which I did. With that being said, I go to a lot of ceremony a lot. I do the active outside outpatient issues. That's what I was doing at the ceremonies and helping ceremony. That was part of my programming at that time. You know, I've been sober for almost 40 several years now. So I just basically kept focused on that. My program, my mentor was basically, and just kept busy. You know, I started a father's group up here in Tucson with the okay from Soil Facility and Soil River, so we gave the curriculum on that, and that's what I've been basically working on, you know, trying to get back to the school and just on that right path. That's why I've been keeping busy. In the meantime, again, like I said, I learned how to make courses in the state prison, so I took that training I had gotten in there and started putting to use in the field.
Okay, sir. Well, you failed to make that face-to-face contact, and you said you were, you know, in something, you were, what, an inpatient situation or that type of situation for?
It's called a LARC. Called the LARC system on the reservation of Salt River. In order to get funded by the tribe, I have to go through that orientation and go through them as protocol channel to get back into this program in Tucson. Because I did state to Supervisor Christina Ramirez that I did not feel comfortable being around the old environment or then I wanted to go back to Tucson. So with the bed waiting and all that, they had, okay, we'll wait for a bed open. In the meantime, we'll fund you for what we need to fund you for. It's going to have to go through the council. So in the meantime, you just sit here at LARC, you know, and do what you got to do. So they were helping me try to get a hold of my PO, but I lost my phone. And they said they had gotten a hold of them, but they haven't got an answer back from him. So they were waiting for me to try to correspond through letter or whatever. I said I would do that, but right now they told me the main thing is to focus on my sobriety and so focus on my programming, because that's what they're going to really fund me on. That's what they're going to be pushing on. So that's what I was doing. In that meantime, and I finally got funded, and lo and behold, I got picked up for a DOC warrant.
Okay, well, sir, my problem with that is that you were told on the 24th of March to show up on the 24th of April, and he didn't show up. He couldn't get a hold of you, and I mean, he couldn't get a hold of you. And they said that they actually hand delivered a non-compliance letter to the address you were supposed to be staying at, and it was given to your sponsor, Dina DeArno. And you know, that was on 4/26, 4/27. And it was a month later before you got arrested by Scottsdale. And when you got arrested by Scottsdale, you were doing some nefarious activities.
No, actually, I wasn't. The person I was with, who was giving me right back to Tucson, I got in contact with the Scottsdale Police Department. I told me, well, we're going to have to charge you too for whatever, because you're in the right. But basically, when I talked to my public defender before I got here, they said, no, they're not going to file on you, Scottsdale, I'm not going to prosecute, because basically, they had found more on her side. I'm like, yeah, I told you guys that, you know, I don't, they said, we understand they searched you, and they're not going to go ahead and prosecute on you. They probably prosecute on her, because it's her right, and it's her, she kind of took blame for it. I'm like, okay.
But you're in front of somebody who's like, no.
Yeah, well, at the time...
That in itself, just whether you get charged for it or not, when you get, taken to trial or not, or whatever, you're in a company and somebody you're not supposed to be in a company with, and that's a month after you will be supposed to report to your PO, and there's no way, you have nothing that shows what you were doing between basically March 21st and we got arrested on May 25th. So it's, you know, it's hard in my mind to, you know, justify that you didn't talk to your PO, even though, you know, it sounds like you were in the process of trying to stay in the program and everything, but there's a lot of funds around, and you knew where the parole office was, so when it was, you know, I mean, there's other people in that parole office too, which were left messages with, so. I'm going to see if my fellow voters have any questions at this time.
Any questions?
No questions. Okay, so we're nearing the end of your hearing. The bill will be going into discussion in a couple minutes, make a determination. But before we do that, I'd like you to not see the next final statement. If there's any other information you think that the board should have, now is the time that you can present that. We just ask that you don't repeat the information we've already covered. Okay?
Okay, let's break it down. So I'm going to say in a more sort of direct way that my future plans I continued what I was doing with myself before I stayed focused on the program I was doing for Father's Recruit. And as far as doing sober again, that's pretty much implemented in me. I go to the meetings, I go to the meetings as much as I could. I've been sober for almost 4 years. You know, my main prerogative right now is to finish school and try to get into some kind of college. And I consider myself functional in many ways, from what I was then to what I am now. It's a whole different turn. You know, I'm a whole different person than that, and I know what I'm at, I'm responsible, what I have to do. And to actually see my grandkids, when I did go to Maricopa County to take care of this issue with the funding, I got to see my grandkids. It's been years since I've seen my kids. And with that being said, it's just bringing me more desire to do what I have to do in order to stay functional. And it wasn't really much to weigh down as far as the charge issue. I know that's just there, it's just what it is, but I already know my behalf and my part. It's like I told the officer, and I had nothing to do with that. I don't know. And they said, yeah, I would understand, but I'm just letting it be known again that I have no intention of going back to using drugs. I know where it takes me, I know where I end up. You know, but I've been through a lot, and I'm done with that. I'm at 43 years old. I said I got a lot to look forward to. I'm an iron worker, still working welder. I got a career ahead of me. But my main focus right now is trying to get into college. I want to become a tribal advocate. I've been talking to certain people, individuals in the council, who are trying to support me on that. But again, to be in that environment I was in, it to me is not good. There's too many people there, too many things that can happen that I just don't like. So I like to be in Tucson. But that there's ways to reconnect and reevaluate on certain issues that I am trying to move forward in a positive way, that there is no looking back on what I've been through or what I've done, you know, and I can't say any more than that.
Okay, thank you, sir. The board's going to go into discussion to make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. We ask you to stay on the phone, but remain silent, and once we've made a determination, I'll get back with you, okay? What is now in discussion? Well, Mr. Roy has obviously had kind of a rough past with problems with the criminal justice system, primarily drugs. He says that he's in a program and it's being sponsored by the tribes, which is very good because gives him an opportunity to receive some help that he might not be able to get if he didn't have that association. But during the scandal time and with the situation he was in when Scottsdale picked him up, I just don't see him as a good candidate for a return to community supervision at this time. He only got just a little over 2 months left, but he didn't even have to deal with DOC and anything. We'll work with Salt River to get that set up and then go back down to Tucson for his programming, and hopefully we'll be able to be successful and have a very productive life. I know the rest of the discussion is minimum for the board members.
I agree.
Okay, so based on our information, we're going to 2018W1382, Mr. Roy's testimony and the information from the Department of Corrections. I'm going to move to revoke Mr. Roy's community supervision this time, as he was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the current ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Dr. Wright, agreed by Mr. Johnson, Mr. Canonis, and Ms. Woodenhouse. Okay, Mr. Roy, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. Don't take that as a negative. It sounds like you really actually have a very good plan for your future. You only have a little over 2 months left, and you should be released by about September 18, 2018, and you won't have the Department of Corrections to deal with anymore. And if you are true to yourself and your plans, you'll go out there and program and make sure you stay off drugs and continue your career and have a very successful and rewarding life. And so that this will end your hearing. And we wish you the best luck. And we'll put the CSO back on the phone, please.
Yes, sir.